We're on the bottom of Kof Zayin on the base, the last line. Niom Rabbaya Dagim Gedulei Karkaninu. Chlok is over here whether you can buy fish with Mos Meister Sheni. And Marissa's Abaya held that Dagim are considered Gedulei Karka, and therefore, according to one Mandiomer at least, Gedulei Karka is enough to be considered something you can buy Meister Sheni. Doesn't have to be told those ha'aretz, doesn't have to be something created from the ground, even created from the water. So did Abaya say that a dagim are called gedulei karka? V'omer Abaya, achal potisa loka arba. The person ate a potisa, he gets four times malchus. Rashi, sheretz hamayim, katan, she'en bo kezayis, v'afilu hachi kiven deber yehi achilahi. There's a few chedushim here. First of all, potisa is a sheretz that lives in the water, and it's very small, and it's not a kezayis, but if you eat a whole one, so you're chayiv, even if you eat less than a kezayis, because it's a beria, and it's choshev. And you get malchus, even for a mashahu, if it's a whole thing, a whole living creature. It doesn't have to be alive, it could be dead too, but it has to be whole. The loka dalid malchios b'sheretz amayim, and you get four times malchus. Ksiv Torah Kohanim, and this is the way the Brisa says in Torah Kohanim, Al tishaktu es nafshoseichem b'chol hasheretz hashoreitz v'lo titamu bohem harikan shnayim. Right? Torah said two lavim by shrotzim in general. Al tishaktu es nafshoseichem, al is loshim lo, b'chol hasheretz hashoreitz v'lo titamu bohem. And that's two lavim, so that's two times malchus. The kol bohen, bein sheretz haaretz, bein sheretz hamayim. That includes, in general, all shrotzim, whether they live in the water or on the ground. Umishum mipsarim lo sochlu, umishum v'chol asher ein lo snapir v'kakeses lo sochelu. In addition, there's two others that apply specifically to shrotzim that grow in the water, and therefore you get four times malchus. So Rashi learns that the malchios are four, two for shrotzim in general, and two for sheretz hamay. Let's go on. Nimala, if you eat an ant, a whole ant, lo kechamish, you get five malchios. Rashi, nimala, shu sheretz haaretz. And nimala is a sheretz that crawls on the ground, not in the water. So lo kehei, tarte hadamar, and two, the general, two lavim for shrotzim. And then the other ones are v'chol holich al gachon, v'chol asheretz hashoretz al haaretz, lo sochlum. Right there, it says, "What's it called?" That's the third one. The Chol Asheretz Hashoritz Al Ha'aretz Shekes Hu Lo Yeochel is the fourth one. Hari Dalit. The Lo Sitamu Is Nafshoseichem B'Chol Asheretz Haromes Al Ha'aretz Hari Hey. Altogether five. Kulam B'Parshas Vayehi Bayom Hashmini. Sira, if you eat a hornet, Lo Kesheish, you get six malchios. Rashi, Sira Lo Kesheish Shehi Sheretz Ha'ov. Because that's a sheretz that flies. The loki b'chol hani chamisha, you get, and it also goes on the ground. So you get the same five that you would get for any sheretz that goes on the ground. Hosif ala b'chol sheretz ha'ov, because it also flies. Sheketu lo yeyochil. There's a special lav also for sheretz ha'ov. So it's also sheretz ha'or, it's also sheretz ha'ov. The Mishnah Torah. V'hai desiv, I there's another lav. Bikdoshim kiyu veloses shaktu es nashoseichem ba behema uva ov uva chol asher tirmos lo choshivle. That's not counted. The behema v'chayev uva ov gedolim mishdoi, because that's not talking about little creatures. That's talking about big animals that are not kosher. The lo b'shrotzim the lo ksibu hu sheretz loshen sheretz, but it doesn't say sheretz, it says remes. And remes, Rashi says, is not creepy things. Remes can mean big things. Has to say sheretz to mean a little insect. Lashon sheretz davar shu nod ba'aretz ve'eino nira eleidei shirutzo. Something very small that you really can't see it unless the fact that it moves. The fact that it moves, that makes it seeable. Otherwise you wouldn't recognize what it was. You wouldn't realize it's a living thing till it moves. V'richusho mipnei kotno. You really can't see it well until it starts moving around. But when it moves, you can see it. Okay. So that's how Rashi learns, that each of these malchos is for the fact that the Torah said a few malkios for the same thing. Most Rishonim learn like that. The Rambam learns that you don't get more malkos for the same thing just because the Torah said it more times. And he holds this Gemara is talking where each of these things has in it its different kinds of shrotzim. A potisa is what's it called, is a sheretz hamayim, but it also has partially sheretz ha'aretz in it. It's a mixture of these things. You get only one malchus for each one, but it's a mixture of all different kinds of shrotzim. Okay, now you get a very difficult Rambam, but the most Rishonim one like Rashi does, that for the sheretz ha'aretz, since it mentions two malchios for shrotzim in general, and a few malchios for two other malchios for sheretz hamayim, that's why a potisa you get four malchus. Where it says, what's nogea to us, the im isa, and the if abaya, it's what Abaya said, that all fish are considered gedulei karka, so things that live in the water, since they live off things that grow from the ground, they're considered gedulei karka. In Isa, Potisa, Nomi, Luka, Mishum, Sheretz, Shoritz, Al-Horitz. You should also get Malkus for Sheretz, Shoritz, Al-Horitz. Just like the one that flies and goes on the ground. So the one that's in the water also is considered like it's on the ground. So obviously it's not. Rashi, in Isa, the Dagim, Gedulei, Karkaninu, Potisa, Nomi, Luka, Mishum, Sheretz, Al-Horitz, Garcinin. Below Garcinin, Luka, Hey. They should get five Malkios. The Sheva, Boy, the Milk, you should get seven. Because you're getting, you're going to get, what's it called? Chamesh, the Sheretz Haaretz, the five that you get for Sheretz Haaretz, Ushtayim, the Sheretz Hamayim, and two more for Sheretz Hamayim. You get altogether seven Malkios for eating a potisa. So if Dagim are considered Sheretz Haaretz, if they're considered Gedulei Karka, they should be considered Sheretz Haaretz too. Elam Arvina Ofos Ikubinayu. No, Enechanami. Nobody holds that Dagim is Gedulei Karka, and you can't buy Dagim from Kesef Meiser Sheni. So what's the machlokus before, whether we learn Gedulei Karka, or pre-mi-pri, Gedulei Karka and Vlados Haaretz. It has to be something that grows from the ground, or something that mamish was created from the earth. What's the difference? Ofos. Everybody holds that Dagim were not created from, well, are not what's called Gedulei Karka. So according to everybody, you can't buy Dagim from Kesef Meiser Sheni. So what's the machlokus we had before? Whether you learn klau pradu klau or ribui miyud veribui, the difference would be ofos. Laman diomer primi pri vigdule karka. The one who says that all you need is has to be primi pri, something that reproduces, and it grows from the ground. Hani nami gdule karka nino. Birds also grow from the ground. They eat from things that grow from the ground. Laman diomer vlad vlados haaretz. But the one who holds that you need another condition. It has to be something that was created from the ground. Hani ofos min arekat nivru. They weren't created from earth. They were created from mud, which is a mixture of water and earth, and that's not called from the ground. Rashi. My time of the man de marbi. Oh, I didn't get it yet. Okay, so now I'm going to say this. Man de marbi ofos, my tame. Or man de memayit ofos, my tame. So now, how does it work out? Why does one hold ofos? Are yes included? You could buy use it for buy it with Kesef Meiser Sheni, and the one who holds that it's not good. What's the svara? Well, it says like this: Man de marbi ofos kesover klola basra dafka. They both learn it from a klal pradu klal, not from a ribui miut and ribui. Right? That before we said includes almost everything. Now the one who learns from klal pradu klal needs it ke'ein haprat, which means you need either something that is gedulei karka and a pre-mi-pri, reproduces, and it grows from the ground, or you need more conditions. You need it reproduces, grows from the ground, it was created from the ground. Right? Similar to the things that are mentioned in the Pratim. So they both learn klau pradu klau, and the only things that are mutter are ke'ein haprat, but how much ke'ein haprat does it have to be? How similar to the things that are mentioned specifically does it have to be? So the one who holds that ofos are good, kesover klala basra dafka, he learns a klal of pratu klal the following way. Really, the first klal is irrelevant to a certain degree, and the last klal is the ikr. So what we have over here is a prat and klal. Prat and Klal would be Klal Basrodafka. Prat and Klal, Nasa Klal, Moshe Fala Prat. Vishrabul who call Mili. A normal Prat and Klal, if it only said a Prat and a Klal, then the halacha would be Prat and Klal. The Klal is Moshe on the Prat, it's Moshe everything. You have a Prat and then a Klal, everything's included. Not just something similar to the Prat, everything's included. Okay? And then when the Torah added another cloud in the beginning, so it excludes only those things that are not like the Prat in two angles, but not more than that. In other words, normally if it would just be the Prat and the cloud without that first cloud, everything would be included. So now that I have another cloud, it's like a double negative. The other cloud comes to be mamayit something, but not too much. It's only mamayit those things that are not like the prat from two points. Okay, but anything that's like the prat, even in only 2 points, is still included. Okay, look at Rashi. Wherever there's a cloud, prat cloud, the ikr over here is the last cloud. That's the most significant part. The first cloud is only incidental, right? The havile prat cloud, and therefore it would normally be a prat cloud. That's the ikr drush over here, and a prat and cloud, nasa cloud, mosif ala prat, umarbe kol mila. It's marbe everything, right? So in a regular prat clouds, and what do you need a prat for? So it comes to tell me not to memayit anything. If it only have the klal, sometimes with a klal you can memayit things. So the Torah said a prat first, and then the klal, to tell me don't exclude anything. Don't learn any drushes to exclude anything. This is a prat, a klal, and it's, everything's included. Uklala kama, da'asi lema'ute. And then the fact that the Torah said a first klal, a klal prat, a klal, comes to memayit something. Okay, if it would only have a Pradu cloud, and since the last cloud is the Iker, you'll be marred by everything. The first cloud is a double negative, right, or a double positive that equals a negative. So the Pradu cloud is marred by everything. Now you have another cloud that's mamayit something. You have two things working against each other. If you have a klalu prat, would be aim the klal al mashav b'frat, only the prat. And here again, then why did it say the klal? Because if it only had a prat, sometimes you'd add things, right? So yeah, it's a prat, but you could add other things. Comes along the klal to begin with, and it's mamayit completely. No, don't add anything. It's a klal of prat. It's for everything is memuyit only to this prat. Okay. So now we have two things. We have a klal of prat, and we have a prat of klal. So they're working again. Prat and Klal is marba everything. Klal of Prat is mamayit everything. So how do you balance them out? So if the second Klal is the Iker over here is your mamarba everything. And the first Klal is mamayit some things. If the Iker is the first Klal, then the Iker over here is a Klal of Prat. Nothing's included. The second Klal includes something a little bit more. Okay. So, is the ikr what we're mamayit or the ikr what we're marbe? So everybody holds that it's ke'ein ha-prat. You're marbe things that are like the prat. But how much like the prat do they have to be? So the one who holds that the ikr is the last klal, he's marbe everything that's like the prat, even from two sides. And the one who holds the ikr is the first klal, which we didn't get to yet, he holds the ikr is that you're mamayit most things. So you're marba only those things that are like the prat from three sides. Okay, so that's basically the idea. Deibachal asher prat velo narbi midi, right? So the ikar over here is klal what's it called? Prat, what's it called? 1 second. The havile prat uklal, v'nasa klal mosupla prat, umarbi kol mile. Uklala kamal, so what's the first klal? The asila ma'ute, that comes to exclude something. Ulameimar de nidrashe bechlal ufrat. There we're learning it, but klal ufrat, right? The first half is klal uprat, the last half is prat uklal. So we have something that's mamayit everything and marbe everything. So how do you balance it out?
Ein bechlal mashal prat, velo nar bimidi, lo azlinim basrei. We don't go best after that. The main thing is over here, prat uklal, we should be marbe everything. So what's the first klal? Umi umahani pursa, but it's a little bit it helps, the first klal, lemei mar dechi marbe klal basra, lo kol mili marbe. When the second klal is marbe, it's not like a prat uklal totally, that it's marbe everything. Ela ke'ein haprat, it's only marbe things that are similar to the prat, to the pratim, the tzad hashava between all the pratim. But anything that's similar to the prat from two angles is good enough. Tosus points out that in some cases even one angle is enough. But two means two similar angles even is okay. That's considered like one angle. To have a primi pri, so what are these two angles? They have to be things that reproduce, right? What are the pratim? Bokor, tzom, right? Yayin, sheikhar. They all are things that reproduce. They come from something else. Right, either vegetable or animal. The gedule karka, and they're all things that grow from the ground. The animals grow from things that they eat from the ground, and the vegetable ones grow from the ground. Umisrabi nami ofos, bahaidina. Therefore we can include ofos too, because they also reproduce, and they also grow from things that grow from the ground. Lamute dagim, but dagim na, because dagim don't grow from the ground, they grow from things in the sea. They're not considered gedule karka. The lo domile ele bechad sad pri bepri. Dagim reproduce, but it's only one side, one angle. They don't have both angles. Uman di memayit ofos, the one who holds that even ofos are excluded, kesover kol hechadika klalu prat klala kamod afka. By a klal pratu klal, the first klal is the ikar. So the main mead over here is klalu prat, ein bechlala meshofrat. Everything will be excluded. The second klal comes to include some things, but not as much as according to the other opinion. Right? Klala kamodavka, the ein bechlal al mashafrat. Really, it should be nothing should be included. Only the pratim. Only tzon, bokor, yayin, shecher. Nothing else. Umemati kol mile, afilu mai de domile prata. Anything similar to the prat wouldn't be included if it was only a klal u prat. It would only be the things the Torah mentioned specifically. However, the Torah did say another klal. And that comes to tell me, ke'ein haprat, that it's not only these things, but anything similar. But here it has to be similar, lafuken mi'ut to the klal kamah, the mixas. Comes to take away from the mi'ut of the first klal and prat a little bit. So more things are included, but not a lot of things. Anything similar to those pratim from three sides. It has to be primi pri. It has to grow from the ground. It has to be created from the ground. And that excludes birds. Rashi. Gemara. The first klal is the ikur. And really what we have over here is a klal uprat. Right, klal uprat, ein bechlal al mashu befrat. Really, it would be that you would include nothing except the things the Torah mentioned specifically. Honey in midi achrini lo. The hani klal basra lirabuye kol de domi le mishloshet stadim. The last klal comes to include more than just these pratim, but not too much more. So it has to be similar to these pratim from three sides. Amrav Yehuda mishmei derav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei derav ma'arvin bepapuin. It comes out now that the Gemara is going to discuss that whatever you make an Eruv has to be fit for eating normally. Because that's the whole purpose. A person, by an Eruv Itchumen, goes after his Suda. And where a person's considered a living is after where his Suda. Suda means something you can eat, something that people normally eat. So it has to be not only edible things, it has to be things that people normally eat. Okay. So now we're going to see certain things that are excluded because they're not normal. When the Mishnah said b'chol ma'arvin chutz, right? It's not a klal. There are other things that are excluded that are not normal foods. B'chol ma'arvin means all normal foods except salt and water, which are normal foods, but they're not considered nourishing. Right? That's not considered mazon. That's not something. But other things are excluded also, but that's because they're not normal foods. Water and salt are normal foods, but they're not food. They're normally eaten, but they're not food. Mashain came, these things are food, but they're not normally eaten, so they're also not considered food. So what are they? Ma'arvin bepapuin uvechaglugos uvegudgonios. Avalo bechazis, velo bekathnios. Okay. Now, Rashi learns like this. Most of them, I don't know what they are. But Rashi says, pa'apuim is yirako shekorin kakuli and yutlish belaz. There's some kind of vegetable, but it's a vegetable. It's a vegetable that's eaten. It's the chiddush is it's eaten al yidei atchak, but it's eaten. People eat it. Okay. So whatever that is. What's it say in the English? Anybody here? Nothing. Papuin, just papuin. It says. Okay. They knew as much as I did. Okay. The chaglugos, chagluglos are Rashi says pulpir balaz. Also some kind of vegetable. What? Ooh?
Purslane.
Okay. And that doesn't tell me any more than chaglugos. Ube gudgonios. Gudgonios are alindra.
Coriander.
That makes sense. Okay. And coriander. These things, again, are edible, even though they're not, people don't make meals out of them, but that's enough to be considered food that it's koveya for an eruv. Avalo bechaziz. Chaziz is cress. Is that what it says?
Green grain.
Rashi shachas shel tvua. Yeah, it's grain that didn't grow yet, didn't mature. Shu yerek, a yerek when it's still green. The goes in Volkanoso is to cut it before it matured while it was still green, and they ate it. That's not considered food. Chazis is not considered food. Velo bekafnios, I think we had chazis and brachos that it meant cress, but whatever it is, okay. So it's green grain. Velo bekafnios, kafnios are inferior dates. Rashi tmarim ro, shelo bishlu kol tzorchan. Unripe, inferior dates that will never get ripe. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara says, uvu gudgonios mima arvin, can you really use gudgonios? What was that again? That was the, what? Coriander. Can you use coriander for an eruv? But Tanya, gudgonios merube bonim yochlu. Gudgonios are not good for having children. They suppress a person's zera. So if you have a lot of children, you can eat gudgonios. But if you're chasuche bonim, if you're a person who doesn't have children, don't eat this because it's the opposite of fertility drugs. The hukshul zera, and if already they're hard. Right, they've hardened, and they already have the seeds. At that point, the seeds form inside. Af merube bonim lo yochlu. And it's not healthy for anybody. Even people who have children shouldn't eat it. So how can you use coriander? It's not something that people eat. Right? Either you don't eat it because you don't have children, or you don't eat it because it's hard, and nobody eats it. Where it says, tirgumash lo hukshu lezeru merube bonim. No, it's edible by people who have children as long as it hasn't hardened yet. So on the soft coriander, it's edible for people who have children, since it's edible for them, it's okay, it's used for an eruv for everybody. Just like therefore, it's for people who have children and it hasn't hardened yet. It's even good for people who don't have children to be ma'arev with it, when it hasn't hardened. The hachazin murei bonim. Because it's fit for eating for people who do have children. Even though the people who don't have children may not eat it, but people who do have children would eat it. And therefore, milosnan, ma'arvin l'nozer b'yayin, u'yisrael b'truma. It doesn't have to be edible by the person who's using for the eruv. It has to be edible in general. So a nozer can use yayin, and a yisrael can use truma. As long as it's edible to somebody. So memela, this is also edible to somebody. Alma afagav v'lo chazi l'hai, chazi l'hai. Food that has to be edible, it doesn't have to be edible to the person who's making the eruv, it has to be edible in general. Chinami, same thing over here, even though it's not fit for people who don't have children, they wouldn't normally eat it, but it's fit for people who do have children, they would eat it like that, that's good enough. The Iboy Yisem, another answer why coriander is good, even though it's mashma, the coriander is not something that's healthy to eat. Either when it's soft for people who don't have children, or when it's hard for anybody. Ki ka'amarab behand kuki. That's a kind of coriander that grows in this place. Behand kuki medai. With coriander that grows in Madai, and that was a healthy one. That was a different variety of coriander that was healthy. Rashi. Gudgonios mematim es hazera. They diminish a person's zera. Dimhukshu hakalochim ke'et shikvart somach ben zaro koshin hakalochim l'chodah. If they're already hardened and they have the seeds inside, they're not healthy for anybody. Tirgum olahoda omarav ma'arvin ashalo hukshu v'zeha ma'arib bohen yesh lo bonim dehasher chazule. Rav, who said you could use coriander, is talking about soft coriander, and you're using it for people who have children, so it's edible. Or, if you can use it even for people who don't have children, because it's edible to people who do have children. Or, it's talking about hantkuki medai, gudgonios b'modai yothosen. That variety of gudgonios wasn't harmful to anybody. Okay, the chaz is low. You can't use this green grain. The Omer of Yehuda Marav, koshos. That's cress. Koshos is cress. What's koshos?
Green grain.
The chaz is. What's before the green grain? Koshos is homeland.
Purslane?
No, we didn't have the koshos before. Whatever it is. Okay. Koshos and chaz is ma'arvin bohen, umevorchen aleim bari pri adam. Right, this green grain
hops.
And koshos
hops.
Help hops. Okay, hops. You can what's it called? You make a bracha bari pri adama, and you can use them for an eruv. Okay. Okay. So you couldn't use it. And here it says Rav said that chazes you can't use green grain. You can't use lo kasha. Han mikmi da osa Rav lebavel. Hal abasa da osa Rav lebavel. Before Rav went to Bavel. In Eretz Israel, they didn't eat green grain, so it wasn't edible, and therefore you can't use it for an Eruv. But after Rav went to Bavel, he saw in Bavel people do eat green grain. So he changed his mind. He said, now, what's it called? You can use green grain for an Eruv. Uve Bavel, as Mar says, Uve Bavel, have you ruba di'alma? Lemaisa Bavel, everywhere else in the world, they don't eat green grain. But in Bavel, they do. Is Bavel then most of the world that everywhere you should be allowed to use? Rav didn't limit using green grain for an Erev only in Bavel. He said, Stam, you're allowed to use it. That would mean that the whole world, because in Bavel they eat green grain, even though they don't eat anywhere else, the whole world can use green grain. Right? That's one way of learning. Right? Another way of learning is that Rav only was master it in Bavel. Right? Okay, well, let's wait till we go through and see. V'atanya, hapul, v'hasa'ora, v'hatilton, shizoran liyerek. A person who has pul, sa'ora, and tilton, which are normally eaten as vegetables, and not used for seed. They're not grown for seed. They're grown to eat the vegetables, the green part, not for the seeds. And you, what's it called, planted them. No, just the opposite. They're usually used for the seeds. You planted them, and they usually eat the seeds of these things, the beans, and not the green part. Okay? These things have two parts to them, the seed part and the green part. You planted them for the green part. You're going to eat the green part. So, butler daito, it's a colada. Right? That's not what people plant them for. They don't plant them to eat the green part. They plant them to eat the seed part. Okay? So if you planted them for the greens, batla daita, that's not considered the ikar plant, and therefore the fichach, zoran, if you planted them, chayev, the yark and potter, the zaron chayev, the zera is chayev in meiser, and the yarek part is potter, because it's not an edible thing. Hashachlayim v'hagargir, shezoran liyarek, if you planted shachalayim and gargir, you planted them for the green part, not for the seeds. Misasrim yerek vizera. There, both parts are eaten. The greens are eaten, and the seed part is eaten. And therefore, whatever you planted it for, that's what the ikar is, and the other is a tafel. Or that's what the good one is, and the other one is bad. Right? Misasrim yerek vizera. The ikar, you take the meiser from the yerek, but you also take from the zera, because the zera is also edible. Zoran the zera, if you planted it for seed, misastrim zera v'yerek. The ikur then is the zera, and the yerek is tafel. Okay? So what it says, so you see from over here, that what's it called, that if something is normally used one way, and you use it a different way, then batla daite. Then what your usage doesn't count. It's batla. So we hear the same thing. Just because in Babel people did things that were crazy and they ate green grain doesn't mean that, first of all, doesn't mean that anywhere else in the world is considered edible. And even in Babel they did something crazy, so it wasn't considered eating. So it shouldn't be good for an Eruv even in Babel. So Mara says, Ki kamarav, what's it called? That is chaziz, that's green grain, that grows in the gnunaisa is that grows in a garden. The kule almi, everybody eats that. It's a kind of green grain that they cultivate in gardens that's edible by everybody.
Okay, let's just the Rashi's here, and then we'll go back and see what the Gemara's shayla was. The Vavel ochlin chaziz. In Babel, they used to eat green grain. The chiosa Rav le Babel, the chazer, the achlehu, when Rav went to Babel and he saw the taka, they eat green grain in Babel, Omar ma'arvin. That's when he said you could use it for an Eruv. Umikara Omar dema. In the beginning, he thought people don't eat it. So he said you can't use it for an Eruv. Then he saw people in Babel eat it. So Mara says, because people in Babel eat it, makes it edible around the whole world, if most people don't eat it. Liyarek lechol biyarkon. If you plant it to eat the green part, right, then batla daite, because that's not what people eat. Zorin chayev b'maiser. V'afal pishalo zorin mitchilaka. Even though you didn't plant it for the seed part, but it's normally the seeds are eaten too, then you're chayev maiser on the seeds also. The yarkin potter, d'lav midihu. But people don't normally plant it for the greens, and they don't usually eat the greens, therefore the greens are potter for maiser. Even if you planted it for the greens. But batla daite, you did something crazy. Shachalayim is krishon. What's that? Shachalayim? Shachalayim and gargir. And gargir is arogo. Necho ben zervan. These things, you eat both the green part and the seed part. So whatever you planted it for, it's chayv and maiser. Ki komarav de ma'arvin bohen, right, b'digunayisa, with the ones that grows in the garden. Okay, so now, Tosfos over here explains, we had this really in Shabbos also. What's the case over here? We have, the Gemara said over there that in Arabia, people carry things on their head, but that's still called shalokadera, because they do something crazy. And even in Arabia, it's not considered carrying normal, because even though they do it normally, but that's an abnormal thing. On the other hand, we find that where they squeeze fruit for juices, even though it was only one place, that's considered already the derech. We don't say batla daite. So Tosfos makes the following chiluk. He says there's three chilukim. If it's something that, what's it called, that people don't do because they don't have a lot of those fruits. Let's take the fruit, squeezing the fruit for juices. So it's only done in certain places, okay? But if other places, it's done in those places because they have plenty of that fruit. So they can squeeze it for juice and still have plenty to eat. And other places they don't do it, not because it's a crazy thing to do, because they don't have a lot of fruit. But if they would have a lot of fruit in those other places, they'd also squeeze it for their juice. So squeezing these fruits for juices is not a crazy thing. It's a normal thing if you have a lot of fruit. And if in other places in the world they would have a lot of fruit, they'd also do it. Then even if one place does it, it makes it normal everywhere. If the reason that they, even if they would have a lot of fruit in other places, right, they still wouldn't squeeze the fruit, then that's abnormal. And then even if they do it, even if they, what's it called, but in certain places they do it, then it, what's it called, if it's a whole place, then that becomes, what's it called, normal for that place, but not normal for other places. Okay? If it's something that they wouldn't do other places, even if they would have the conditions they have in this place, and it's not a whole place, it's a family, it's one person who does it, then batla daite. Then it's, what's it called, then if a person does something that nobody else does, then batla daite. Okay, so again, if it's a whole place, and what's it called, and the reason that place does it, because the conditions there are different than other places, and if those conditions would exist in the other places, they'd also do it there, then everywhere in the world is kederach. If the conditions don't make the difference, but it's a whole place, then in that place it becomes kederach, and in other places not. If it's not a whole place, it's just a family, people, who do differently, and then
the batladaite. Then we say that even for them it's not considered to